bam 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 bam
again. This is Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO in Medford. Phone number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. Hope you enjoyed the week. It's beautiful outside. It's not so bad inside. Although the air conditioner is off and it shouldn't be, but still, it's okay here. Hope you enjoy the show. I'll try to spin some groovy tunes for you, make you happy, make you sad, but make you alive. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO.
Your kennel calls, baby, I'm so hot to hell now, yes I am. Actions speak louder than words, and I'm a girl with a great experience. I know you got another girl, but I can love you better than she can. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I want to prove every word I say. I'm baptizing love for free, so won't you quit your head with me? Girls and things will come by the dozen, light your candle, cause baby, I'm so hard to handle now, yes I am. Light your candle, cause baby, I'm so hot to hell now, yes I am.
Straight to the heart, please. I don't really For a short story about people in Manhattan who are constantly creating these real unnecessary neurotic problems for themselves because it keeps them from dealing with more unsolvable, terrifying problems about the universe. Well, it has to be optimistic. All right, why is life worth living? That's a very good question. Well, there are certain things I guess that make it worthwhile. Like what? Okay. For me, I would say, what, Groucho Marx, to name one thing, and Willie Mays, and the second movement of the Jupiter Symphony, and Louis Armstrong, recording of Potato Head Blues.
Still listening? I hope so. If you are, give me a call. 855-915-9636. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO in Medford. Hope you're enjoying the tunes. Let's go over what we heard. We started off with Toots and the Maytals with Revival Reggae. Bom, 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 bom. Anyway, and then the next song was Hard to Handle by Patty Drew. After that, we heard Paper by the Talking Heads, then Lana Del Rey with Gods and Monsters. Then after that, we heard Vampire Weekend with Diane Young. It's a pun, Diane Young, Diane Young, get it? And after that, we heard Woody Allen's intro to the next track, which was Louis Armstrong's and his Hot 7, Potato Head Blues. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO in Medford. Enjoy the music, people.
Common sense. was working for the ABC News. It was as much of the alphabet as she knew how to use. Her perfume was unspeakable. It lingered in the air like her artificial laughter and the mentors of affairs. Oh, I say, you know. Was the king of America, but it was just a boulevard of broken dreams, tricked to do with mirrors and with chemicals, the words of love and whispers and the acts of wooden screams. I wish that I could push a button and talk in the past and not the present tense.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
I wanted to discuss my marriage.
That's important.
My marriage, or as it was known, the Oxbow incident. I had a rough marriage. Well, my wife was an immature woman, and that's all I can say. See if this is not immature to you. I would be home in the bathroom taking a bath, and my wife would walk right in whenever she felt like and sink my boots. It was partially my fault that we got divorced. I had a lousy attitude toward her. For the first year of marriage, I had a bad ass, basically a bad attitude. I guess I tended to place my wife underneath a pedestal all the time. We used to argue and fight. We finally decided we'd either take a vacation in Bermuda or get a divorce, one of the two things. And we discussed it very maturely, and we decided on the divorce because we felt that we had a limited amount of money to spend, you know. The vacation in Bermuda's over in 2 weeks, but a divorce is something that you always have. And I saw myself free again, living in the village, you know, in a bachelor apartment with a wood-burning fireplace and a shaggy rug, you know, and on the wall some of those great Picassos by Van Gogh, and just great swinging airline hostesses running amok in the apartment, you know. And I got very excited, and I ran into my wife. She was in the next room at the time, listening to Connell Rad on the radio. I laid it right on the line with her. I came right to the point. I said, Quasimodo, I want a divorce. She said, great, get the divorce. But it turns out, in New York State, they have a strange law that says you can't get a divorce unless you can prove adultery. And that is weird because the Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not commit adultery. But New York State says you have to. What finally happened was my wife committed adultery for me. She's always been more mechanically inclined than I was.
Well, This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO. Phone number, as always, is 855-915-WMFO. Hope you heard what I played, and you didn't just miss it. What I played was pretty good. It was Woody, if I don't do say so myself. What I played was Woody Allen, My Marriage. No, His Marriage, but it's called My Marriage. Before that, I played Joan Baez and Bob Dylan with Mama, You've Been On My Mind. That was live from 1964. I believe it was from New York City Hall, Philharmonic Hall in New York City, 1964. I think it was October 31st, Halloween for Bob Dylan, wearing his Bob Dylan mask. Before that, we heard Elvis Costello with Brilliant Mistake from the King of America album. And before that, we heard Mr. James Brown with Mother Popcorn. That's right, Mother Popcorn. This is the Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO in Medford.
In the foyer, take a number. I was lightning before the thunder. Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds. Thunder, lightning and the thunder, thunder. You feeling all right tonight, Los Angeles?
changes are hard like never before. I'm tired of being actionless.
Calling generals and majors. Albert King. Hey, come on, let's hear it for Mr. Albert King. Let's hear it for Mr. Albert King. Come on.
Beautiful, in the words of Albert King. It's beautiful outside, it's beautiful inside, it's beautiful in the studio, it's beautiful in your mind. This is Exploding Plastic Inevitable with Mudfish on WMFO in Medford. Winding down, let's go over what we heard. We just heard Albert King with Killing Floor, first played by Howlin' Wolf, but that was a great version, my Albert King live version. Before that, we heard Ray of Light by Madonna. I know that was 5 minutes. I try to play songs of fewer than five minutes, but I like Madonna and I like that song, so what the hell, it's my show. Before that, we heard XTC with Generals and Majors. That was off the singles album from 1979, 1980. Before that, we heard Imagine Dragons. That was live from LA with Thunder. And before that, we heard Woody Allen with My Marriage. We'll be saying goodbye with the Talking Heads. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Savannah.
Look at your hands, and you got nothing. All this work you done, and you got nothing. The world demanded much of you, and it all piled up when you said yes you will. But you're more than that, and what they say you.